This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you thought a $4.50 grande half-skim no-foam extra shot latte was fancy, listen, try to keep up, will you? Fancy coffee is now just average. Starbucks is opening what it's calling a reserve roastery and tasting room up in Seattle. Think blonde wood all over the place and extra pricey coffee. It's the first of about 100 super premium stores Starbucks has in the works. And you know what? They are not even the first ones getting into the upscale coffee market, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
Do not get between a coffee lover and their morning cup of joe, singer Emmylou Harris included.
Don't stand in my way, don't hold me back, just keep it hot and keep it black. Good black caffeine.
Coffee is not a beverage. Coffee is more a state of mind. It's a ritual.
Tom Perko is president of the beverage consulting company Bevmark. He says Starbucks is trying to hit the reset button to make their ubiquitous coffees special again.
You'll see better coffee made in a better way, and it'll be more expensive.
Perko says in part the chain is trying to keep up with an ever-growing number of small roasters and super niche cafes, like the Bay Area's Artis.
What we do is we micro-roast coffee 1 pound at a time for customers.
Elvis Lieben, Artis's co-founder and coffee buyer, says the price of his high-end beans has increased 20 to 25% this year.
Specialty coffee isn't always subject to market price because, you know, roasters like myself, we're always looking for the best coffee. And if a farmer knows that he or she has a good product, they can negotiate, you know, an outright price.
But Lieben says customers don't mind paying higher prices. And it's not just Americans crazy for their coffee. Jack Scoville is a coffee broker with Price Futures Group.
The demand from Asia has been increasing quite a bit. It is going to be a growth sector for the market, and it will affect the pricing down the road.
Scoville says if prices on the high end of the market keep edging ever upward, that sludgy stuff in the big cans at the supermarket might eventually get more expensive, too. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.